You might assume, a booming population automatically means an explosion of babies and, like, overflowing maternity wards. But in South Africa's Western Cape, the data actually shows a totally different kind of counterintuitive reality.
Yeah, it really is a paradox. So for this deep dive, we're looking at the Western Cape Department of Health and Wellness Strategic Plan for 2025 to 2030. They are basically trying to figure out how to restructure their entire healthcare system to survive this massive population shift.
And all while dealing with some really severe budget cuts, right?
Exactly. I mean, they're facing what the head of health actually called morally injurious budget cuts. It's a really tough spot.
Okay, let's unpack this, because to understand the strategy, we really first need to look at the immense pressure the system is under. The numbers here are just intense.
They really are. I mean, between 2011 and 2022, the Western Cape saw its population grow by 27.7%.
Which is the highest in the country.
Yeah, the highest jump nationwide. But here's the kicker. Over half of that future growth, like 51.2%, according to the projections, that won't come from births at all.
Oh, wow. So where is it coming from?
It's purely from in-migration. People are just moving there in droves.
Got
And
it.
the critical context here is that 85% of those residents rely entirely on public health care.
Right. So it's kind of like hosting a dinner party where half the neighborhood unexpectedly moves in, but your grocery budget just got massively slashed.
That is a perfect way to put it. You have way more people and way less money.
But I mean, if so many young, motivated workers are migrating into the province for jobs, why is the healthcare burden such a panic point? Young people don't usually spend a lot of time in hospitals.
Well, what's fascinating here is that they aren't all young. You've got this growing phenomenon of what's called semigration.
Semigration, like moving within the country.
Yeah, exactly. Mid-career professionals and retirees are relocating to the Western Cape specifically for the lifestyle and the stable governance. And when you add the fact that the province's own birth rate has actually dropped below the 2.1 replacement level, well, the demographics shift completely.
So the local population isn't replacing itself fast enough, and a huge chunk of the newcomers are already older.
Right. Demographically, South Africa as a whole looks like a triangle, with this massive, wide base of young people. But the Western Cape's age structure is turning into a rectangle.
A rectangle, meaning the older population is expanding to match the youth.
Exactly. And that is a really harsh economic reality because a growing elderly population literally shrinks the workforce. The research notes that for every 1% increase in the healthcare burden, GDP growth actually drops by 0.08%.
Wait, really? But why is that hit so direct? What is actually causing the economy to shrink just because people are getting older?
It really comes down to human capital, right? When you have a rapidly aging population requiring constant care, working age adults often have to reduce their hours or just drop out of the workforce entirely to look after their elderly
Oh,
relatives.
I see. So it drains the active labor pool.
Yeah. And at the macro level, the government is forced to divert funding away from growth-driving investments like new infrastructure or education just to keep the immediate healthcare system from collapsing.
I mean, I get the math, but faced with an aging, booming population and shrinking funds, how does the government actually respond? They can't just padlock the hospital doors.
No, they can't. Which is why the strategic plan completely abandons that traditional siloed, state-centered care model. They're pivoting to what they call an ecosystem
An
approach.
ecosystem approach, okay.
Yeah, it's built on four main pillars, which are start well, live well, age well, and run well.
So what does this all mean in practice? It sounds like they're basically pivoting toward treating communities as these self-organizing living systems rather than just, individual patient statistics.
Exactly. Think of the old hospital system like a fire department. It basically waited for a person's health to catch fire, like a chronic illness becoming a full-blown crisis, and then rushed them to an incredibly expensive, centralized facility.
Right. Which they obviously can't afford anymore.
Exactly. So the new ecosystem approach acts more like the building cone and smoke detectors. Under the live well or age well pillars, instead of treating late-stage diabetes in an overcrowded ward, they rely heavily on community health workers.
Oh, so bringing the care directly to the neighborhood.
Yeah, these workers manage diets, check vitals, and distribute medication right there in the community. It keeps people out of expensive hospital beds for as long as humanly possible.
That makes total sense. But shifting from centralized hospitals to these decentralized community networks sounds incredibly complex to manage on a shoestring budget.
It is a massive bureaucratic lift, for sure. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, This specific department actually has the bureaucratic effectiveness to pull it off. I mean, they've achieved 6 consecutive years of clean audits.
Wow, 6 years. That is a solid track record for actually executing a structural pivot like this.
Absolutely. And, you know, whether you are analyzing public policy for work or you're just curious about socioeconomics, you really should care about this.
Yeah, totally. Because the collision of an aging population and shrinking public budgets isn't just a Western Cape problem. It's a global crisis coming to a hospital near you.
It really is. When the math of traditional state-run care breaks down, society is going to have to adapt to these preventative, community-driven models.
Which leaves you with a final question to ponder. If an aging demographic inevitably drains Social Security and healthcare funds, could that massive wave of in-migration, the very thing stressing the infrastructure right now, actually be the exact thing that saves its economy in the long run?